All right, welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We are here. We're having a good time visiting with farmers. Here's a lady who is representing farmers out there in the world, trying to get the consumer who sometimes gets the wrong message about farmers. She's trying to set the record straight. From Esmond, North Dakota, Christy Jaeger. Good to see you, Christy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Common Ground. And Common Ground has not chapters, but organizations in almost every state in the U.S.?
Almost every state. I guess I'm not sure on the number right now. It started out nationally, and then various states have broken out into their own programs. So generally, mostly your Midwest states, you know, the states that grow more crops and produce. But there's also Common Ground states that have a lot of vegetables and fruits. We're happy with farmers of any type.
Yeah, to, again, get the right message out there to consumers. We need you more on the East Coast and the West Coast, though, I think.
We do. They really do want to focus to reach to urban women because, and men as well, but generally it's women and moms doing a lot of the shopping and making those decisions, and the labeling that they find in the grocery store can be very confusing. So we definitely are trying to reach to urban women and show them that how farmers grow their food.
And you've had, of course, Banquet in a Field, a big event at Peterson Farm Seed recently. Mm-hmm. Valley City, what did you do in Valley City recently?
Monday night, Valley City Chamber put on a dinner in the Valley, which was very similar to Banquet in the Field by Peterson Farm Seed. Same concept to try to invite people. Even in North Dakota, there's a lot of people in our towns and our cities that don't know, understand a lot about modern agriculture. So it was a similar setting. Common Ground sponsored some of that for them as well, and we had some of our farmers there to visit with town people. We also did help sponsor the farm-to-table dinner at Katoda Prairie Lodge in August, and there was a banquet in the field in Dickinson this fall as well. So Common Ground partnered with all those organizations to do these types of events.
All right. Now, are these going to end up being annual events, do you think? Or
it really looks like it. Banquet in a Field, Peterson Farm Seed, that is Common Ground's biggest event. That will continue in some shape or form. We may change it up a little bit. We're not sure yet. The others have been really successful, and chambers and other organizations are really wanting to do more of these, and they've looked to Common Ground for some of our resources and ideas. So I think it's going to be a thing to stay.
All right. So out there in Dickinson or wherever, mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned farm ladies, so mm-hmm. Common Ground is, but you'll let some guys in, won't you?
We definitely partner with farmers, whether they're representing whatever they grow or if they're representing wheat commission, dairy, beef commission, but we definitely are, the focus, the core of our group is made up of women. Farmers and ranchers are women in ag. So it's not to say that they're not a member of Common Ground, but we definitely work together because we're all looking for the same purpose, to help the consumer understand agriculture.
There's a lot of organizations that have an auxiliary. So you've got a men's aux.
That's right, we do. It's about time.
Yes. Turn the tables around a little bit. Let the guys be the supporters.
Exactly.
Let them cook while you work.
For sure. I like this idea.
Yes. So the mission statement of Common Ground is, what are your goals?
Our goals are to have conversations. We use the name Common Ground because we want to find that common ground with people. If you're from an urban center, don't know much about agriculture or how your food is raised, to connect with somebody who is doing that, to find that common ground, you just are concerned about the nutrition you're feeding your family, or you want to make healthy choices or the right choices. So we look to find that common ground and to find simple conversations. If a consumer really needs to know the science or the technology, we're willing to share that as well. But we're here to show them that we're real people and just we want to have a conversation about your food.
Yeah, and it's a lot more than, okay, farmers grow the food, mm-hmm. city folks buy the food, we do need each other. But, I mean, that's just a jumping off place, isn't it?
It is. It's evident here at Big Iron, farming has changed dramatically in technology, whether it's biotechnology or the way that the equipment we use and everything like that. And I think it's very, in some ways, it could be scary to consumers that don't know much about that. They don't understand it. It's changed quickly for farmers to even understand. So I think that's where it's become even more important. And especially with the labeling that the marketing groups are using too.
Yeah. Now, obviously, like you mentioned, going to the grocery store is confusing for farmers. And for
mm-hmm.
me, going to a store where they've gluten-free, cage-free, and all
yes.
of this, I mean, it's also maddening.
It is maddening. And that is what we're trying to combat, and simply provide information as well, and also point out the false labeling and the misleading information.
Yeah. When it comes to what's going to be happening in the future, the lab-grown meat and things like that, does Common Ground have an agenda for that?
You know, that we don't yet. I have not seen too much on that yet. That's kind of some newer information that's coming out. So I do look to our national leaders. I'm guessing we will still come back to our, hey, here's a beef producer. Let's talk about growing actual beef and how we care for our animals and that kind of thing. And that beef is healthy for you as well.
Yeah, there is so much where people, and I guess that's just a statement on society these days, we're focused on the differences that we all have. Well, let's sit down and talk about them and find out our common ground.
That's where we like to go to. We like to point out that, you know, we have the same frustrations and stress and worry when we go to the store as well. We want to buy healthy food for our families, and we want to grow healthy and good food too.
All right. If somebody's out there listening, they say, hey, you know, sounds like an organization I'd like to join. So how do people get started with Common Ground?
If they want to know more, our state doesn't have a website currently, but you can go to the national website at findourcommonground.com, and you can find links to North Dakota there. We do have, our state has a Facebook page, Common Ground North Dakota on Facebook. Another good way is to contact the Soybean Council or the Corn Council here in Fargo. They can direct you to myself or Val, and we can go from there.
And Val is Val Wagner.
Val Wagner, yes. Yeah. She is another coordinator with Common Ground, and we're open to talk to any farm women or women involved in agriculture if they'd like to get involved and work with us.
Super. All right. Christy Jaeger, Esmond, North Dakota Farmer.
Thank you
very much for the visit, and thanks for the work you do.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet.